Bit though.
And I was at National Convention here last month, and they always do honors ceremonies, and they honored our church for our missions giving, and that was really cool. We received a couple of awards for that, and then they honored those who received 25-year awards, and there was a slew of people that received 25-year awards, and my turn is next time. So next time there's convention, I'm going to get my 25-year. And then they presented everyone who received a 50-year award. And there was only three that were in attendance, and there's quite a few that got 50-year awards. And it was something that is so commendable. And I think about 50 years in ministry. First off, I'm praying the Lord Jesus comes before that happens in my life. But, you know, but for everyone who's stayed the course, finished well, it's absolutely amazing. And as the person I'm about to honor is starting to put everything together and probably not too happy with me, this is why it's a surprise. You know, today we're here to celebrate Pastor Gerald Morris. Okay, for now you can be seated. You know, this man, this servant of God, has served faithfully in ministry for 50 years. And it's a remarkable journey. And to me, it reflects biblical call to longevity and finishing well. I'm not sure if you're aware, there's so many pastors that can't finish well. It's because they fall into a false sense of security. And he's been an example of this unwavering devotion to God. And I think it is best for us to honor him and his legacy through the lens of Scripture. Psalm 92, 12 through 14, it declares, "The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green." Pastor Morris's 50 years of ministry embody this truth. From his early days to his ongoing service, he has borne fruit through preaching, shepherding, and pointing souls to Christ. His longevity reflects sustaining grace and provision. In Isaiah 40, 31, it promises, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Pastor Morris has leaned on God's strength, serving faithfully through every season. Many of you know his story, his beginnings. Some of you might not know the middle. You know, his journey began at Open Bible College in Des Moines, Iowa, where he was equipped for ministry. And fresh out of Bible college in 1975, and oh, the hair back then, he served as a youth pastor in Adel, Iowa, igniting a passion for leading God's people, and then he accepted the call in 1976 to a senior pastor, Centerville, Iowa, where he faced challenges but remained steadfast in the faith. And after a few difficult years, he transitioned to Lighthouse Temple in Council Bluffs in 1979, where he pastored for nearly 20 years, building a legacy of love and leadership. And the amazing thing about that leadership is it raised up other leaders. And there are many that are serving faithfully in ministry today because of that leadership. Following a brief time in the secular workforce, God called him and his family back to Des Moines in 2000, where he served as senior pastor of Sunshine Open Bible until his retirement in 2020. Even in retirement, Pastor Morris has continued to serve, filling as an interim pastor and speaking at churches to give fellow pastors much-needed rest, and even providing respite care, where a couple days a week, he takes my oldest son, and they do all the difficult, challenging, hardworking things here at the church that no one wants to do. but they do it faithfully. His 50 years of service showcases a life wholly dedicated to God's work. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4-7, Paul writes, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Pastor Morris, you have ran the race with perseverance, staying true to your calling through decades of ministry. Finishing well, to me, it means remaining faithful, and he has done so with integrity, preaching the gospel and shepherding with Christ-like character. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 urges us to run with endurance the race set before us, looking to Jesus. Pastor Morris has kept his eye on Jesus, inspiring all of us to follow his example. And it's a life that challenges us to pursue longevity in our own faith, to serve diligently and to finish well. His legacy lives on in the countless lives that he has touched. And so, one last time, let us give thanks for his faithful service. And I'm going to ask him to come forward as I present him his plaque for his 50 years of service. Let's honor him. You know, first off, I already said, I hope I never get one of those. But as long as the Lord tarries, staying faithful to the call, there is no greater example in my family's life than this couple right here. And so one last thing that I would love to do, you know, there is many family that is faithfully serving the Lord that is here today because of your leadership too. And you and I agree, family comes before the church. Oh, yeah. And they're here as a testament to your faithful service to the Lord. So I'm going to ask them to come up and surround you guys. And we want to just pray the Lord's blessing over you and peace. And that he just continues to sustain you. Kelly, could I have the mic? Father God, we thank you for this man hearing your call. God, it is the response to your voice that we have no idea what all it entails when we say yes. But Lord, you show us, God, that your plans are so much better than ours. And Lord, he had no idea what that would mean. And God, I'm sure there are times where if he had any idea, he would have ran the other way. But God, when you pour out, when you speak, Lord, it is always for purpose. It is always for your good plan. And we thank you, Lord, for a man and woman that stayed the course. And Lord, we know that behind every strong man is a stronger woman. And God, we praise you for Cindy and her ministry in his life. And Lord, the way that you have just drawn them together through every season, every high and low, God, you have been there. You've been showing them the way. And Lord, for these three men that they raised as a couple, that Lord, they can just see the fruits of all their labor in their family, God, and faithfully serving the Lord all these years. And for the grandkids and the great grandkids, God, we praise you for the future generations you are going to touch because of a man and woman that said yes. And Lord, for the legacy that's left, God, it's more than just 100 souls here and 100 souls there and a couple hundred souls in Council Bluffs. Lord, for the many, many thousands of lives that are touched as a result of obedience, God, and just preaching your word, we praise you for that in mighty Jesus' name. And that, Lord, the seeds that have been planted for generations to come, because of saying yes to your call. Lord, we praise you. God, we thank you for every season and the season that they're in now. Lord, there is no greater season, I've been told, than to fulfill the role of grandparent and get to just watch everything you worked so hard for grow up right in front of you. And God, I pray that the blessing just flow. Lord, that this longevity will continue. And God, you will give them the strength to keep serving you. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right. One last time. Give it up for this couple serving 50 years faithfully.
Thank you, Aaron, for Wendy for doing this. And first of all, I want to thank God. I was on my way to do something else, and the Lord said, no, you're not. I wanted to play baseball. That's all I wanted to do. God said, I've got another plan for you. And then he led me to the best wife a man could have. She's stuck by me. She's went ahead of me, and she's watched my back, and she's also kicked it a little lower, if you understand what I mean. And she's been with me. This award is as much for her as me, because I could not have done it without her. And next, I want to thank my boys. You are faithful. A man couldn't be as proud of his boys as I am. All three of them. I call them my bonanza boys. Adam, Haas, and little Joe. Yeah, I mean, they got the same temperaments and same everything. And little Joe's even left-handed. I mean, what can I say? And I thank God for my family. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. A lot of times I just flat blew it. And there were times, Aaron, I was ready to quit and walk. Not just walk, I was ready to run. Because I was tired. And God would have my wife, not Henri Booger, would come up and say, who called you? And I'd look at her and, she did a Joshua and held up my hand so many times. And so we kept up, went right back at it. One Sunday, I'll tell you, this is very true. One Sunday, I got up and I said, I'm not going to church. And I said, let somebody else preach. She said, you got to go. You're the pastor. And I said, I'll call somebody. She said, no, you're going. Just the load was so heavy. I've got one fantastic family, and they've put up with my foolishness, and they've blessed me, and now I've got one that's going to continue the ministry. I'm so proud of. Church, what I'd leave with you is the very scripture that Aaron said, fight the good fight. Finish your course. Satan has fought me and my wife, and at one point he thought he had us finished. And look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. When the doctor tells you you have stage 3, possibly stage 4 cancer, you think it's over. And then when it's all said and done, the surgeon comes to you and said, I don't know where that tumor went, but we could not, it wasn't there, and we couldn't even find where it had been. Look what the Lord has done. You were a part of that. One last thing I want to say. Back in 2020, I was getting tired again. And then I had this young man come call me up and said, what are you doing for lunch? You know, I always hated lunches and someone's going to pile something on me. You know, just... That destroys a good lunch, you know that? And I thought, well, yeah, sure. And this young man came along, and I knew physically I was done. And he said, I hear you're thinking about retiring. I said, oh, yeah. He said, do you think the church would receive me? I said, oh, yeah, because I know Sunshine Open Bible. I know what kind of people they are, and they are good people. And so, lo and behold, look what a lunch date did. Amen. That was one of the best lunches I ever had that day. Amen. We knew Aaron was and Wendy were called to missions, but we didn't understand fully. And we invested in them. I found out later on, we had a guy who won the lottery. Somebody told me it was an insurance settlement because they knew if I found out it was a lottery, I'd tell them to keep it. And so we had a big old amount of money in the coffer. And then Jim brought up, Aaron, when do you want to go to New Guinea, yeah. And I said, let's put the money where it needs to go. So we invested. Oh, by the way, he was our youth pastor. Amen. And so how many years were you youth pastor?
5 years.
5 years.
2002 to 2007.
Yeah, then they took off and started developing on their own. Look what the Lord has done. The Lord will make you look good even when all you stink like poo. Amen. So church, thank you. You that are watching, thank you. I know there's some of you in Council Bluffs and such that are watching. You guys were a good church. I wish I could have done better, but what can we say? In Sunshine... You guys were fantastic. You made my last days as a pastor good days. And so keep up the work. Keep lifting up your pastor, encouraging him, because Satan is out to destroy him because of all the work that he is doing, and Satan wants to destroy him. I know. I was there. So keep him in your prayers, him and Wendy and the family. Uphold them. Encourage them. Hallelujah. Because they're going to say and do some things you don't like. That's too bad. But you love them anyway. Because then they'll do some things you like too. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. I'll see you later.